The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Here, what to my wondering ears did appear other than John Cremins and his reindeer?
That would be me. Yes.
That's almost a rhyme, almost poetic.
Yeah, it was good.
The cool morning. Yeah, well, it's not so early for me. I've been at this for four or five hours.
I got in the studio at 4 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, see, what the heck are you talking about? We're at it. We're professionals. We don't want to sound like a bunch of blubbering, regular, moronic types on the radio. Yeah. We want to sound like the smart guys.
Anybody could do that.
Yeah. And some of them can do a really bad job of being really bad.
That is
true. Got a few of those people around. John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology, is here. ACOS is selling. We're here to sell. We're here for you to listen to an entrepreneur named Stephen Wayne. No relation to John Wayne, or maybe he is. Who knows? We'll find out. He's developed the Magna Eye. We'll find out what that is, and you'll be able to vote for him, thumbs up or thumbs down, at mycoolinventions.com after you listen to his pitch and have John and I sort of examine what he's all about. How did we do yesterday with Craig Jackson and the Tiger Tiller? What sort of support did he get?
Actually, you know what? He ended up at 100%.
Wow.
You know, I thought his pitch was okay. I mean, it was good.
I didn't think he was that good. I didn't think he was that good.
But maybe people thought there was a good reason that that product
it's a good
work.
Tool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good tool.
Anyway, one of those simple ideas, just like our Norma, when Norma was on earlier this week with her,
Norma
with her fever reliever.
Yeah.
It's a simple idea that somebody had, and now it's taken off.
That's what we're doing here, bringing you ideas. Those of you who think, oh, no, my idea would never work, that is such a foolish way of looking at something. So many people's dreams have come true by them working in the garage or in the basement or wherever it is on some idea or some gadget, something that's unique. And you bring it to us, and we will go through the motions of listening, go through the motions of understanding, go through the motions of having you explain to the audience that is on air with us and listening all around the world on various devices, whether it be on the internet or at TuneIn Radio, TuneIn.com. You'll find the stories, and these are great stories. If you have a story to tell, why don't you send us the information, either mycoolinventions.com, excuse me, or to dreambigamerica.us. We'll vet you and the product and see if we can get you on the air. A lot of people get exposure, 4 different people a week, 1 a day, during this hour of the program. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, there is another Kickstarter campaign. Kickstarter is one of those, like Indiegogo, the crowdfunding that I have found so fascinating in the 3 or 4 years that it's existed. I think this is the way. And you have a My Cool Inventions fund that helps a lot of the people that actually do make it to the program. So here's the latest. And I guess we're underscoring here, John, how many dreams. We're all dreamers. We all have dreams.
Oh, yeah.
So it was Eric Sanchez's dream to have a Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter perform in his living room. So he contacted Kenny Loggins and said, I want you to perform. This guy's 28 years old, works as a PR consultant in Washington.
Okay.
He went to Kickstarter to make his dream come true. He said, quote, I've been a huge Kenny Loggins fan for a long time. He grew up listening to Loggins. He needs $30,000. That's what Loggins said he'd charge him to come play in his living room.
Okay.
The trio of Loggins and Gary Burr and Georgia Middleman are the Blue Sky Riders. And he needs, they were in contact, and so the agent said $30,000 and we'll show up.
All right. I'm looking at his Kickstarter campaign right now.
Yep.
You know, if we wanted to, we could pledge $5,000.
Yep.
And we would get a guaranteed seat in his house.
Yep.
And be part of a private 20-minute meeting with Kenny and the Blue Sky Riders.
Right. Well, that's what you have to have in order to get people to contribute to a Kickstarter campaign or crowdfunding campaign. You got to give them something.
Oh, so far,
yeah.
The holy guacamole package. So it's a $750 donation, and it'll get you a T-shirt, a seat, and even a throw in a batch of household famous guacamole.
Really?
You'll eat during the show.
Wow. That sounds like something you do if you went to what do you call it? What's his name? The guy with the drink. Where is my mind? The guy that did the song that made him famous, and he's got a restaurant chain, Margarita.
Oh, Kenny Loggett. Margarita, though, would be Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Right, yes. Okay. But a lot more to get him to come play for you in your dining room.
I don't know. Anyway. If Kenny Loggins will do it for 30, I mean...
30 grand. So far, this guy's raised $9,600.
That's
$9,600.
He's only got 17 days to go.
Yeah, he'll get his 30 grand.
You know that's going to happen. Now that it's viral and everybody's putting it on the line, right?
I mean, I'm talking about it. So a lot of people say, oh, well, let's go check this out. I love Kenny Loggins.
I think you and me and Agus, we have to come up with something that you know, that's completely ridiculous.
Like, absolutely.
We'll go and have dinner with somebody.
Yeah.
And we'll do a
dinner.
Kickstarter program.
Yeah, let's do it. If you're looking to make a dream come true, put your money where your eyes and your ears are. Drop some cash, says Mr. Sanchez. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for... He's in, Kearney, Georgia is the town? Do it for America. Yeah, that's the way. Patriotism always wins. Do it for America. Good for you. Okay, speaking of that, one of the great American companies is Amazon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amazon wants to get bigger and better. They have used UPS almost exclusively and been responsible for lots of money getting the bottom line. Do you know that they're looking at buying and having their own fleet of trucks so they don't have to use UPS anymore?
Really?
Hiring people, the management of UPS. Yep, some of the under-managers have already been hired by Amazon. They've already bought some of the trucks. They are expanding same-day delivery now. Story that's floating around today, more than 1 million items are now available for same-day delivery in Baltimore, where they're putting this all to the test. So if you live, and then it'll be Washington, it'll be New York, they'll do it on the East Coast first, and then they'll spread it across the West Coast.
Do they ship that many packages?
They have an unbelievable
business.
It's
got to be huge, right?
They're huge. Huge.
I just found the number. 2.2 million packages a day.
Yeah.
That they move through FedEx.
Yeah.
They start doing that themselves. Think
FedEx,
of the cost.
FedEx, UPS. Oh, yeah. That's the bottom line. That's why when they announced this, the stock price went up. So you're looking for something to buy. Amazon is still, I don't know if it's a value, but it still has a practical value. So one wonders, when you look around at companies like Amazon, people coming up with ideas, new things hitting the market, new independent, not independent, but IPOs, initial public offerings. Why is it the Dow Jones average took a 140-point tumble yesterday? You know why the reason? You know what it is? It's that most of the time, this is how crazy Wall Street is. It has nothing to do with what's going on in this country, even though this is our stock market. Yesterday, investors reacted to the fears of the Russians getting into the Ukraine and disrupting the flow of oil and gas into Western Europe, because the sanctions that are taking place are basically aimed at shutting off, or somehow or other trying to figure out how to get gas without using the Russians.
Yeah.
And,
do you think that has that big of an effect on
that's the question.
Our stock market?
That's the thing.
It's almost as if they're just trying to find excuses. It's like with the oil crisis.
Well,
gas prices are historically high right now.
Yeah,
but yet anything that they can possibly blame to say why the prices are higher, they do it. And all these strategists and you hear on TV and radio, they're all doing that.
Oh, well, they're all manipulators. They're all they're paid off. The worst example of that is, what's his face that's on CNBC? What a blowhard. What's his name there?
Oh,
you know who I mean.
Yeah, I
can see him. Kramer's
name. Yeah, Kramer. Jim Kramer. Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's always benefiting from the stuff he's pushing. And so now, excuse me, that's what I get for having a peach during the news break at the top of the hour. One of the things that it seems to me we ought to all understand about how this works is how you are played for suckers by the market and by all these people, whether it's the Fox Business Channel or CNBC or the Wall Street Journal. You're a sucker. Yeah. You play into the very thing you're talking about. They set up these, they make this stuff up. And so the stock takes a dive, or stocks take a dive, and the big investors come in and buy them when the prices are lower, and then they go back up as soon as all that stuff is discounted. I mean, come on. The Russians, even if they got 200,000 troops on the border, the eastern border of the Ukraine, you think they're going to go in there and risk the kind of war, or never mind war, but the Europeans will figure out how to shut them off. They'll figure out where else to buy their oil and their gas from if they have to put a fleet of tankers or something in.
Well, now the world's biggest oil producer in the world, right? They can come here.
We are.
So in a way, it's not a bad thing for us.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we're selling all. Here we are complaining about what you and I are paying for gasoline.
Yeah.
And we're now the biggest producers, and we're selling it everywhere but here.
It's just amazing, right?
Isn't it? It's genius on the part of everybody but us. We haven't got a half a brain.
Our problem was we let the people, you know, the echo people keep us from building refineries in the U.S.
Yep. Right.
If they could build a couple more refineries, our prices of gas would be down to practically nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now the fact that they're at capacity now.
Yeah. You're talking about the ecologists, the echo crowd. Sounds like something that you'd find in a bad movie.
Yeah, could be.
All right, John and I are going to introduce you. Mostly John is because he's better at this. He's good. Stephen Wayne. We'll find out what his story is. My Cool Inventions coming up.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, 2, 3, 4, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We all
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Change at the hour, My Cool Inventions with Doug Steffen and John Cremins. And today's inventor extraordinaire is a gentleman named Stephen Wayne. I don't know that he's a gentleman because I don't know him, but I'm hoping that he's a gentleman because we want to have gentlemen, gentle people on our program to promote their inventions, their ideas, their great ideas. So what's the scoop?
When I saw this invention submission, when it came in through Michael Inventions, MichaelInventions.com, I was interested in it. I mean, it's unusual. It's actually about a multi-use mirror and a coating that they use to make the mirror better. Hmm. And I was looking at it thinking, I've got to talk to this guy. I want to find out a little bit more about it and just find out how he came up with this. So let's bring Stephen Wayne in. He's from Springfield, Missouri, joining us today on My Cool Inventions Radio. Hi, Stephen.
How you doing?
Good morning. Glad to have you with us today. And say hi to Doug, too.
Well, good morning to you, Doug. And by the way, that I am a gentleman, so you won't have any problems there.
That's fine. But you just violated the first rule of being a gentleman. That's saying hello to everybody, being polite to everybody.
That's part of salesmanship, is to be nice and courteous. Right.
There you go. Okay. So he's tugging on me for a vote. So Stephen, tell me a little bit about this Magna Eye. It caught my eye because I thought pretty much everybody knew everything about mirrors, but you have a unique way of making it better.
Well, yes, and what it is that, you know, I had a eyelash in my eye, and I wear glasses, and I took my glasses off, and I went to the bathroom mirror, and of course, you know, everything's blurred, and you can't really see because there's no magnification, just like any other type of mirror. So what I did was I brainstormed and came up with this idea, because I have a little bit of knowledge in optics, that I took a concave lens, and I put a mirror in the front of it. So when you look at it, it's the actual mirror, no glass. Now, what's unique about the concave is that the fact that you can move it towards your eye and it magnifies it quite a bit. And because of the magnification, that's how I came up with the magni, because it's a magnification of the eye. Now, what's unique about it, too, is that no matter how bad your eyes are, you can still focus in. And I had tested it on some of the people that have, you know, bad eyes, you know, thick glasses and stuff like that, and it works very well with anybody's eye. So, anyway, I had an eyelash in my eye, and I used the Magni, and I focused it right in, and I saw the eyelash, and I was able to remove it. And also, I found out that you could use it with eye drops, which is fantastic, because what you do is, if you remember, you know, you always drop the drop on the corner of your eye, you kind of roll it in. Well, when I do it, it rolls down my cheek all the time. So I found out that with the Magni, you're able to focus it in. You pull your eyelid down, and then you bring the bottle down towards the eye. You can see the orifice up close, and you can drop one or two drops into the eyelid, and you don't make a mess. It's
so, Stephen, it says here you have a utility patent on this, right?
Yes, I did.
Is that what's different than this about this than, let's say, the some of the makeup mirrors that I've seen in the marketplace that have magnification?
The difference is that they don't magnify at all. You know, they say like 10 times, and I've looked at all different ones, and nothing brings your eye up real close where you can really look at your eye. And that's what I came up with this method. And with the utility, because it's like, you know, the medical field, it was advised that from the attorneys and everything that you go with the utility, it's a lot safer, and it protects your patent. And, you know, it's good for like 20 years. And, of course, you have to pay fees on it for what has already been paid up.
All right.
And what's unique, too, about this is that, like, for the women, you could actually put on mascara. And you could even put on a eyeliner because you could
save
all the details around your eyes.
Save the pitch. We'll be back with more from Stephen Wayne on My Cool Inventions.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Factory Man. It's the latest book by author Beth Macy. It's a fascinating look at how John Bassett, a shrewd and determined third-generation factory man, used grit, tenacity, and will to compete against China and ultimately save his family's furniture company.
In the late 90s and the early aughts, there was a lot of discussion about whether China should be allowed to join the WTO. And President Clinton at the time and many other prominent people and economists and business school people said, it's going to be a win-win for our country. We're not going to have mass layoffs in the factory towns because eventually we're going to be exporting our own products for this growing Chinese consumer class. And I think, you know, that eventually sounded great in economic theory, but it has not panned out for the people in Henry County. I mean, they still have the highest unemployment rate in the state. And, you know, some of the people in power down there were pretty defensive when I came around and started asking questions. And the mayor of Martinsville said, don't make it look like we have tumbleweeds rolling through downtown. And I said, yeah, I understand that. And I know you're trying really hard to recruit new companies to come here and doing all sorts of things along those lines. But when I asked her, what do you think the true unemployment rate is? Now, that's not the unemployment rate that shows up on the BEC documents. That counts all the people whose unemployment has expired and who have stopped looking for work, and maybe they're on disability now, which many are. And I said, what do you think the true unemployment rate is? And without hesitating, she said one-third.
That's Beth Macy on her new book, Factory Man.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big! big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Surprises and information. Stephen Wayne has joined John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology, and me. When's Akos back?
I thought he might be back today.
Really?
Well, you know, he probably slept in.
He's trusting this entire operation to us.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Congratulations. All right. This is, by the way, I don't know if you knew my given name. Did I tell you my given name was Dudley?
Yes, you did.
I did.
So my farm is called Dudley World. And,
really?
Yeah, listen.
I like that.
Yeah, why not?
I'll go
actually,
with that.
My farm is called Eastley Farm. You can go to Eastley Farm if you want to see what goes on the farm, John. You go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, another one of my entrepreneurial adventures. We don't have many folks who are working on projects to make farming better or easier or more productive. I would like to see some more inventors, some more entrepreneurs, some more people involved in trying to make life on the farm better. So I'm offering that as a suggestion for those who want extra consideration. That's something for you to think about. Before we get back to Stephen Wayne, I thought you'd be interested in this. The person that invented the Legos, you know how much money Legos, that company, is worth these days?
Yeah.
What a brilliant idea. The only problem is they don't have female scientists. So according to a story at DougStephan.com today, Lego is adding new female scientist toys because people around the world, and I don't know that I believe this, they say it's because fans are demanding female scientists. Young girls interested in science finally have encouragement from LIGO, as if to say that women, young women, will not go into science unless there are LIGO female scientists.
Well,
hello.
I guess. No, I don't know.
It's a good
know.
Sales job anyway. So the toy company is selling a new kit, the Research Institute, featuring women in various science, technology, engineering, and math jobs. Do you know the show Bones?
Yeah.
You ever watch that show?
No, I think I've watched maybe one or two episodes.
Yeah, it's quite a good show, actually. And what it does is underscore what we're talking about here, how women getting into this business or into this career path are very unique. And actually, I've said this many times, they're better. You heard me talk about this. Women are better most of the time at management, at organization. I just think that they are better and smarter. So we should be encouraging women.
Yeah,
I don't know
whether
the LIGO thing is going to make it work. Anyway, according to the folks at LIGO, this set was conceived by geoscientist Ellen Kuzman, part of the LIGO Ideas series. They are based on fans' ideas voted up by the community and have been chosen to be in this, like 109 new characters, apparently. There was a 7-year-old girl who wrote to LIGO complaining that she didn't see any opportunities for female figurines. And she wanted that, and so that's why they put this all together. The power of the spoken or written word. See, one person can have an impact.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think about that, but they are trying to, you know, push more women into, you know, professions that have always been, always seem to be male. Anyway,
yeah. Right? All right. Yeah. So now, carrying that one step beyond, to go back to Stephen Wayne, or to other people who are like this, I'm looking at the list of inventors that we have this week. We have two women and we have two men, which is perfect. That's what we want. That kind of, because women won't be discounted, and I think less and less they are, but it still bugs me when people talk about whether it's Hillary Clinton being the first woman to run for president, or Joe Lieberman being the first Jew to run for vice president, or any of these things that separate us out, Obama being the first black president. Those things are immaterial. Do you do the job? Do you know the job? Can you get it done? What difference does it make whether you're tall or short or white or black, or whether you're Jewish or Christian? All that stuff is news media hype that doesn't really have a bearing on whether you can do a good job.
I think so, too. It's just we're just Americans.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we have great ideas. Yeah, I mean, innovations come from all walks of life. And as a matter of fact, like you were saying with women, I mean, 60% of the new inventors today are women.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering.
It's
if you
huge.
Had a stat on that.
You wouldn't believe even the submissions we get, even people that send their inventions to us, that there are a lot more women than men.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Stephen Wayne.
So Stephen is
about
come
to do
up
his
something.
Pitch, right? Okay. What's
the
story?
So Stephen has his Magna Eye, and Stephen, what we want you to do is we want you to pitch it to our audience, the listening audience today, and let them decide what they think. And they get to vote thumbs up or thumbs down by their smartphone, or they can go to our website at My Cool Inventions. Are you ready to do your pitch?
I think that somehow or other the phone dropped, the phone line dropped. So let's reestablish contact with him, Michael, and we'll get to him in a second so he can give us his pitch. As a matter of fact, let's pause now. You know what Walter Cronkite always said? I met him when I was in college. I was a member of the Intercollegiate Radio Organization when I was in college. And I remember going to an event, and he spoke, and somebody asked him about what it was when he was doing a serious story and he had to go to another serious story, or something happened that went wrong, what did he do? He said, go right to commercial. Right to commercial. Go to commercial. Good commercial will help fix the problem. All right, but I think we got Steve back in. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am. Somehow the phone went blank, and that was it.
Oh, well, we got you back. Thank goodness you're back, too, Stephen. So we're ready to do your pitch now. We've heard a little bit about the Magna Eye. We kind of understand what it's all about, and I've got a couple questions after your pitch. But what I want you to do is pitch your invention. You get 1 minute to pitch it to our national audience, and then they're going to vote. They're going to say a thumbs up or a thumbs down to your idea. They're going to do it on their text-to-vote feature. They can text to the number 22333 and put thumbs up or thumbs down in their text, or they can actually go to the website, our website, mycoolinventions.com, and you can see the voting happening live. So, Stephen, if you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. So when you hear it in the music, you're going to hear a guy say, well, let's hear it. And when he says that, you start pitching, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So here we go. Let's cue the music.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Steve Wayne, and I am the inventor of the Magna Eye. The Magna Eye is a small, specially designed optical mirror that provides clear, concise, close-up magnification of one's eye. It focuses to your individual ability to see no matter how bad your eyesight. This specially designed concave mirror will help you to remove any foreign objects in your eye, such as eyelash or contact lenses. It helps you put eye drops in your eyes. It's great to apply makeup such as eyeliner and mascara. Emergencies happen if something should get in your eye. The Magna Eye is the most valuable item to have in your emergency kit and in your briefcase or purse. So remember, never leave home without the Magna Eye.
So, all right, time not quite up, but he's obviously presented. I didn't get, did I not hear how to get this?
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
No, you know what, Doug? I don't think I did hear that. Hey, Steven?
Yes?
Are these available for in the marketplace right now?
No, it's not. Unfortunately, I have no money to make the item because in my drawings and stuff, I had where, you know, you get a gooseneck where it snaps on like a C-clamp and also for a handle, and then I just thought about the clamshell method, but I could not get it off into the market to get it produced, and I tried with different companies, and they just keep turning me down. Unfortunately, they don't look outside the box because it's great for emergency, you know, for industry and stuff like that to go into their emergency box.
You know, this might be something that, you know, they you know, like a Kickstarter or even like our MyInventFund.com that we have.
Yeah. You heard
us earlier.
You can
ask people to, you know, to help fund you.
Stephen, did you hear us earlier talking about, we had, there was a sort of silly example of somebody starting a crowdfunding campaign with Kickstarter to get enough money to bring Kenny Loggins and his group to this guy's house to play a concert, and they're raising $30,000 to do it. Stranger things have happened, so perhaps you, with a good idea of how they work, crowdfunding is an intricate and specialized way for you to raise money for your project, for your business, for your idea. Do it well, and you will reap the reward. You just have to learn, again, how to do it the right way. But that may be a way for you to go to get this thing out there because it needs exposure. This is a good idea.
Yeah. Or Stephen, have you tried to license this at all? Have you thought about licensing the product?
No, I haven't. Like I said, you know, everything costs money, and I just, unfortunately, I don't have any money to do this. But the thing is to find a company that has faith in what I have and believe what I have, and actually be able to manufacture it, so we can put it onto the market as well to get it out there. But unfortunately, like I said, you know, there's nobody out there is just interested enough to see the potential of this Magna Eye.
All right. So then under the circumstances, what's the hope for this fellow? How do we help him?
Well, you know, I would almost think, Stephen, here's what I would have you do, and this can help you. I mean, immediately we could get this on MyInventFund.com. Check out our website, which we created for My Cool Inventions and this entire effort of trying to help inventors. Go to MyInventFund.com and submit your invention that we put on there. And then what I would say is look at how much money you need to get started, what you think you need to get you know, everything done, and at least to get it in front of people, and then put rewards, like if you give me $100, I'll give you the first Magna Eye produced, or you give me $1,000, I'll let you have 12 of the Magna Eyes, and I'll personally thank you on national radio or something like that. But come up with a plan and put it on MyInventFund.com, and then both ACOS and myself, and we'll get Doug to pitch in too, and we'll try to get people to help you out to get money and funds to make this go forward.
I really appreciate that very much, and I appreciate your show. I think this is outstanding what you guys are doing because you're helping all inventors, and I really appreciate that, and thank you.
Well, and remember to tell your friends about the fact that you're right on the Mike Cohm Engine. Have them go vote on our website at MikeCohmEngines.com.
Yep, you're going to have them text 22333 and then thumbs up or thumbs down for you. If you get 100%, you could participate in another contest here, 888-877-0490 to vote thumbs up or thumbs down easily on the phone, or you can just vote on the website, mycoolinventions.com. So best of luck to you, Stephen. Let's see how this all shakes out. It'd be tough to, if we have a tie, how do we decide? Craig Jackson got 100%. So let's say Steve gets 100%. How do we decide that?
I don't know. Maybe we'd have to have a pitch-off.
A pitch-off?
Yes, I think that would be that. Now, that would be fun. Maybe in the following week. We've never really, you know, we've never had a tie.
No.
But if we did, we could have a pitch-off. You know, it's always say if they're tied during the week on that Monday, we bring those two people on and they pitch off.
Right. Sounds like something I'd be doing on the farm. It's 14 before the hour here on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Nutella. In honor of the 50th anniversary of Nutella hazelnut spread, the brand is embarking on a food truck tour that will stop in select U.S. cities from now through October 2014. At each stop on the Nutella Spread the Happy truck tour, fans can taste complimentary samples of Nutella with a variety of food pairings while supplies last. Fans will also have an opportunity to show their love of Nutella on social media, play interactive games, and participate in Nutella-branded gear giveaways while supplies last. Eric Berger, Senior Brand Manager for Nutella at Ferrero USA.
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Nutella with the Nutella Spread the Happy truck tour. From now through October, the Nutella brand is touring cities across the U.S. to share the happiness that Nutella brings with each bite. We are thrilled to celebrate with our fans and give them an opportunity to sample the many ways in which Nutella can be enjoyed.
For more information, visit NutellaUSA.tumblr.com. I'm Wes Benter.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, sounds good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston beer.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Just a couple of seconds on the Obama excursion into Africa. You know, John, at the beginning thought this was kind of crazy, but now you look at the amount of businesses and the amount of business we'll be able to do with some of these countries and some of these people in Africa. If it pans out the way it's been purported, then it'll be actually a pretty good move. So it's time to look for something good in amongst some of the darkness. It's 10 before the hour. My Cool Inventions. John and Doug here.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
An army general killed in an attack in Afghanistan, apparently by an Afghan soldier. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Stories such as the conflict in Gaza and the Ebola outbreak have certainly commanded our attention of late. Easy to forget, Afghanistan is still a war zone, and that fact was tragically brought home with the death of a U.S. Army Major General, Harold Green, who was killed when a man believed to be an Afghan soldier opened fire at a military academy in Kabul yesterday.
Clearly, it's, if not the, certainly one of the highest ranking deaths in the war since 9/11.
That's Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby, who said more than a dozen other troops were wounded in the attack.
Not all of the casualties are American. So that there were other coalition members that fell victim to this shooting.
Not long after the attack, the Taliban released a statement saying they are proud of the gunman who did it, although they did not take responsibility for the shooting. General Green was the deputy commanding general of Combined Security Transition Command for Afghanistan in Kabul. An investigation is underway into exactly how this happened. Meanwhile, the military is about to get some answers from Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. His lawyer says Bergdahl will be questioned today about the circumstances of his disappearance in Afghanistan and capture by Taliban militants in 2009. Bergdahl was held captive for 5 years before being released in May as part of a controversial prisoner swap. Bergdahl to be questioned by an investigating officer at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, where he has been stationed for the past few weeks. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, the markets will be trying to rebound from some losses suffered yesterday. The Dow fell 140 points, landing at 16,429. NASDAQ down 31 points. S&P dropped 19. President Obama's latest approval rating. We could simply give you the number, but let's convert it into a sound. And if it was a sound, it would sound like this. What we're inferring here is that the president's approval rating is at an all-time low. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows the approval rating at 40%, but that's wonderful compared to the approval rating for Congress, which sounds like this. The approval rating for Congress, just 14%. Reason for the low numbers overall for the president and Congress, the economy. Almost two-thirds, 64% of those surveyed said they are still feeling the effects of the Great Recession. Closing notes. First, let's take a look at all these lettered tiles. This is the sound of yours truly pushing around all those Scrabble tiles to try to form some semblance of a word that's longer than is, it, or at. As of August 11th, when the new Scrabble Players Dictionary is released, we will all have more words to choose from. About 5,000 new words, in fact, including romance, selfies, frenemies, chillax, even the Yiddish word schmutz made the cut. What is schmutz, you ask? Check the mirror. I think you have a little schmutz on your face. You might want to clean it off before anybody sees you. And finally, something strange from the police files. Thank you for that. A woman on Long Island, New York, is facing a variety of charges today after what happened yesterday. She smashed her Prius into another car and then into and through the garage door at a fire station, causing damage to the fire trucks inside. There is more to this story, a lot more. Police say 22-year-old Sarah Espinosa was driving drunk. They also found a bag of pot in the car. They also found something else. Turns out Espinosa was driving with a python wrapped around her chest and neck. Cops say she allegedly stole the snake just minutes earlier from a nearby Petco. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured. No, you can't make this stuff up. And in this case, I guess you could say, what goes around, coils around. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
I
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.